You see it?
Yes! While we were out here fumbling with that music, the lousy bastard was in there killing her! Bastard! Bastard! Bastard!
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can't use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
Because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead.
From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Chartreuse! The only liquor so good they seem to color after.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their bloodstains.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone.
From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mom.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
I'm Joe Bob Briggs, the world's foremost drive-in movie critic, and actually I'm pretty much the world's only drive-in movie critic. We had another one back in 1994, but he was killed one night when his wife was cleaning his shotgun. And I have picked 24 hours of the greatest horror movies of all time, and we're having a dust-to-dawn to dust-to-almost-dawn-again marathon called The Last Drive-In, because this is the last time I'm doing it. If you don't pay attention this time, that's it. I do not want to have to explain this stuff to you people again. We'll be featuring the drive-in totals on every movie, all the inside stories I always tell, which will require frequent commercial interruptions, even though we don't even have commercials. We just have me being annoying in the middle of the movie, explaining the history of drive-in cinema. We'll have a couple surprise guests and at least 12 movies. Maybe 13, because, you know, it's Shudder. They don't really give a flip whether it's 23 and a half hours or 26 hours, so we might just cheat a little bit, because this thing is on the Shudder live feed. You can't be lazy and just download it anytime you decide to. You got to show up. The Last Drive-In 24-hour Joe Bob Briggs Marathon of Horror, only on Shudder. If you miss this, you're going to always regret it.
All right, Dainey, we're recording.
Oh, why didn't you tell me to come in there?
I don't know.
Oh.
But it's Friday the 13th, and you've been watching, you played three in a row, the first three.
I kind of watched the first three and baked cookies, which you saw the live feed of,
yeah.
Of that.
I'm getting ready to watch the 2009 or so remake, sequel, reboot of Friday the 13th.
I'm not.
And then we're going to watch what, Dana? Joe Bob's Last Drive-In.
Yeah.
On Slutter TV.
Slutter?
Slutter.
It sounds like you're trying to say slut.
No, but Slutter.
Well, what?
But anyway.
It's actually Shudder.
Shudder in my mouth.
So,
but Joe Bob says this is the final time he's going to
It's the final countdown, Dana.
Yeah, and Steve thinks that's bullshit.
I hope so, but, I mean, who knows?
Well, how did you say Joe Bob was? 65?
About 65, so, yeah.
So it,
maybe he can introduce, well, there is nobody new and young that does this, except Nick Beards. You know, people that have all these big long beards and
around. You mean hipsters?
Yeah, they think they know it all because I click VHS. I was born in 2000 or 1998, and I'm 19 years old, and I got a beard, and I started collecting VHS.
And you should think I'm awesome for being this young and collecting VHS.
I know all about. I got a couple big boxes from Wizard Video. Whatever, fuck hairs.
Fuck hairs.
Okay, but anyway.
That's a new word. But yeah, but there's no, in my mind, there's no replacement for Joe Bob. Joe Bob's been doing this stuff for.
Well, yeah, and I got tapes from over 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But Tourist Trap was another one I remembered. Basket Case and. What was the other one, dang it?
Sleepaway Camp.
Yes, those are the three announced. Obviously, there's going to be more. So, but we're going to try to watch some of it. I know I ain't going to watch it all because I'm going to be passed out asleep.
Steve will be passed out before the 12 or 13 movies are done.
Probably the 1.5 was my guess, but.
He may not even make it that long.
I'll make it.
Because Steve went and got Blue Moon.
Blue Moon. I'm going to show my moon to somebody blue. But I guess we'll take a break and come back at some point in the marathon and.
Talk. And let everybody know what's going
and
on.
And talk a little bit.
Yeah. And did I say I'm not watching the Friday 13th?
Because I want to see them titties. There's like three good sets of titties in the remake. So I'm going to watch
those.
What
about my set?
Dana, Lynn. They're not in the movie. I can't comment. That's not.
Yeah, you could.
All right. They're Seinfeld, they're stupendous. But anyway.
Whatever.
But all her.
He wants to comment on something.
He said no comments.
No comment.
But Dana's sugar cookies are good.
Steve ain't tried them.
Oh, I'm sure they're good.
They weren't the. Most
they're
fantastic.
They're okay.
Well, how would it be if I just sat here and bragged on my?
They're food? Better than dirt.
Dirt.
Yeah, they're better than dirt, right?
I guess.
All right. See, there we go. All right.
Where'd you get that little figure out?
I got it out of my penis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what?
You got it out of your penis.
Anus.
Anus.
You talking about KO?
Oh, you bought that at...
Grayscape. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
You love it?
You have to get Kevin Owens.
What was a dollar?
Crybaby Kevin Owens.
But anywho, we're out of here.
Bye.
Be back after a minute or two. Well, Joe Bob broke the shutter.
Hey. Well, either Joe Bob did or all the many fans that was trying to watch it. We almost didn't get to watch it.
We had to keep trying and go on two different devices, but we got it running. And
then Steve wanted to turn off one of the devices he brought in here. I'm like, no, because we finally got it working.
Yeah, I tried it on web and it does not. The web still doesn't work.
Excuse me.
But we're watching the first movie and it is Tourist Trap. With the great Chuck Connors.
The crazy Chuck.
And not the one up in Pittsburgh, I don't think. I need to meet that mug.
Is there a Chuck Connors?
It's a Tim Gross Chuck Connors connection.
This movie's weird, I will say that. It's directed by the guy who directed Crawlspace with Klaus Kinski.
You blondes! Hey, yo, blondes!
Oh, Irwin, your blondes.
Yo, blondes. Your mama, the boobist.
Why did that guy's hair look different all of a sudden? Are we still recording?
We are online. People are still going ape shit.
Because they can't get in. They can't get into the last drive-in.
My Friday night is destroyed, is what somebody said. That is so funny.
They can't watch it.
Someone says that Shudder should take the hint and make this a permanent thing. It's like, I mean, it's probably the most shit that Shudder's ever got.
Probably. You don't have that much trouble getting on it normally.
No.
I've been getting on there for like a week now and... I get right into the movie. We had to just keep trying for, 10 minutes?
We tried and got close, and then it finally loaded. But we're going to take a break. We'll be back after a while. Peace. Your blondes.
Are people still talking about it?
People are talking and stuff.
Why aren't they watching this shit? Why are they on their phone?
Because they can't watch it.
Oh, yeah. Well, some people are probably on there, but why are you recording me?
Because you never let me stop. I'm going to stop now. Y'all.
What happens to Nancy and Sheila in a Mansion of the Doomed is so horrifying, we can't even hit it on this radio station. Mansion of the Doomed is so shocking, it will never appear on television. Some films you see, some you feel. You'll feel Mansion of the Doomed. You'll never forget Mansion of the Doomed.
Dana.
Steve.
We're 2 weeks past the great Joe Bob's last drive-in that we...
But didn't you hear that wasn't going to be the last one?
Well, spoiler alert, Joe Bob's coming back sometime this year.
Does this mean he's coming back?
No, another special kind of thing.
Oh, it's another marathon.
Maybe. But anyway, the July 13th... it was over a 24-hour marathon.
Oh, yeah.
Was it 12 or so movies or something like that, or 10? I can't remember.
It was a lot of movies. I think they probably had 13 because Joe Bob painted that they were going to probably go over.
Well, plus, they say the best movie for last, really. They started
with Sleepaway Camp's good.
Yeah, I'm just... You know, craziness.
Oh, okay.
But, of course, it broke the internet or broke Shudder because nobody could get in when Tourist Trap was coming on.
Yeah, this was a big deal, evidently, to a lot of people because there were so many people trying to get on that they literally did break Shudder.
Right. And it finally, we got in. We was one of the lucky ones after a little bit. We got in and... we could only get out on the Fire TV, so I had to move it in here, and that was pretty much it. And we watched Tourist Trap.
How many did we watch before you...
Tourist Trap. I went to bed right after Tourist Trap. But
I watched Sleepaway
Camp. I watched part of Sleepaway Camp. And I know that they showed what? They showed Rabid and Prowler. After that.
Yeah, that's right.
I got up early, 7 o'clock or so, and they were showing Sorority Babes and the Slime Bowl.
Didn't they show, what is that movie?
Well, they showed Daughters of Darkness.
Yeah, that's what.
After that.
Did you watch that?
I have that movie, and I've watched it, or tried to watch it a few times, but I never seen the ending. I saw the ending on this one. I didn't watch it all.
It just didn't seem like it appealed to me. It's ever appealed to me, but I may try to catch it, because I'm guessing the reason they left all the Joe Bob movies on there was because people didn't get to see it.
Well, that was what they came up with later. This was only going to be a one-time thing, at least that's what they said, but then they... When everything was going ape and everybody's getting mad, they put all the Joe Bob movies and stuff on demand. So if you sign up for Shudder, you can watch them for free for a week or so. You can watch them all. Evidently, somebody did get to tape them, and they're going to be on one of the Vaughn Live channels, but it's kind of weird. I haven't seen them on any sites to download.
Did we talk about what the final movie was?
Well, near the final movie, they actually... One of the funner ones they showed was Demons.
Yeah, they did show Demons.
And one of my favorites, Legend of Boggy Creek. That was awesome because it had Joe...
He was excited about that.
I'll put in the song after this of Joe Bob singing... The Travis Crabtree.
Travis Crabtree.
Hello, Travis Crabtree.
Yeah.
That's just a great movie, and then having him come in is just like the... and they did that on MonsterVision. That was one of my favorite MonsterVisions, and I've never seen anybody have that.
The first MonsterVision I ever watched, I think, was The Beast Within. And that wasn't one that they showed, but maybe Shudder didn't have the rights.
Right. More. They could show the hand and... They could show fuck again, Michael Caine.
They left it in every time. Like every time after that, if Joe Bob showed it, they left it in.
But then they showed Hellraiser, which I watched it because I hadn't seen it forever, and then they showed Pieces, which was, of course, I was exhausted and I just completely passed out.
And I tried to do the contest at the end of Pieces to win a free shirt. They had ten shirts to give away, and they were gonna ask only questions about the marathon, but because some people didn't get to watch it all, they just had Joe Bob trivia. Which I couldn't get in on it, and then when I did get in on it, I didn't get all the questions correct, so I missed out on that. But let's talk about the male girl that they
had. Let's talk about sex, no, baby.
Let's talk about the male girl.
Well, she was some cosplay chick, and...
And it was that's the only drawback to the whole Joe Bob thing, was she was the worst male girl Joe Bob's ever had.
I
think Steve would have to agree with me on that.
First of all, I don't know if she's had surgery on her face or it just looks that way, but it looks like she's had some stuff pulled back or something, or cheek implants. I have no clue. But
she was just annoying, though. None of the other male girls were annoying.
And big boobs.
She had massive boobs.
She dressed up. The only thing I thought it was kind of funny is when she dressed up like the chainsaw killer in Pieces.
Well,
but that was it.
When she came, we should talk about it. He had a couple of special guests.
Oh yeah. Well, he had. I thought he would have more, but he only had two. He had Felissa Rose during Sleepaway Camp.
At the end of Sleepaway Camp, the male girl came in dressed like Judy and did this whole thing with Felissa Rose.
I never saw that. I need to watch it.
That was good, but if Felissa Rose hadn't been there, it probably wouldn't have been.
And then the only other guest was a dude
that had written a book about the Legend of Baltimore.
Yeah. And I downloaded something, Return to Boggy Creek, like Finding Bigfoot or something, and I hadn't watched it all, but he's on there too. And he's always got this stupid cowboy hat on with the brims all folded up, which leads me to believe he's bald because nobody wears that shit all the time.
I think probably the reason why he was able to get Felissa Rose is because they've been at a lot of conventions together.
Plus, she was talking about Days of the Dead and stuff that she was.
Yeah,
like,
but she didn't mention.
No. Well, she didn't mention them specific cities. She was just talking about.
She said Indy.
Oh, yeah, she did say Indy. Yeah, you're right. Well, I don't know if she's been here.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. She might have not been to the one in Louisville, but she said that was one of her favorites.
Right. But.
And they were, her and Joe Bob were at one in Scranton, Ohio or something.
Mm.
And they said what happens in Scranton stays in Scranton. So evidently they went out drinking and stuff. So.
Well, Dana knows about that.
When was the last time I drank anything like that? Alcohol drink?
You went to the Howl at the Moon, didn't you?
Not recently.
No.
Reggie, stop that. Reggie wants to tell you about what he.
She wants to tell about Dana's trip to Howl at the Moon and getting buckets of booze.
No, he wants to tell you that he saw the Joe Bob show.
Yeah.
Reg. No.
But we're going to see if Dana wants to watch the Hereditary movie. Do you want to watch that?
I guess we can try. How long is it again?
Probably too long.
And I guess we'll be back with our thoughts on that.
If we watch it.
Okay.
So, peace for now anyway.
Oh, I did want to bring up that Arrow. Are they still having that sale?
They're having it till like sometime in August. So, yeah, you could still. We're going to put this up here soon.
They're
so.
Having a summer sale. And me and Steve, surprisingly, what was it, 2 or 3 days ago I ordered?
We ordered them on Wednesday and got them Friday from the UK, which is. And we didn't pay for shipping or anything.
No,
I mean,
extra.
No extra, so I don't know how in the world.
And Steve said I got something from FedEx, and I was like, I don't know what it is. And he had to go pick it up at Walgreens.
Yeah, they decided that's a drop place.
Yeah, it's evidently a drop-off place. And I said, well, it's from the UK, and it says it's compact discs.
I told her that's probably what it was.
But anyway, we haven't had a chance to go through all of our Blu-rays we got.
But anyway, we're going to try to watch. It's 2 hours and 2 minutes, Dana.
Okay.
So we're going to try to watch this and we'll report our findings. But check out arrowfilms.com. They have shit like 60% off.
Yeah, when's the next time you might see that kind of deal?
Never ever.
Just don't do like that one guy and spend $400 American.
Well, you spent $100.
So? I didn't spend $400.
I guess, yeah. But we'll talk about it, titles and stuff later. So we'll be at.
And the extras and how the transfer works and all that.
Sure. So peace out.
Bye.
Now.
The flower is blue, but me. Feel free to join in, everybody. It's a sad tree. You see what I see. On the gentle winds of morning, a million birds are singing. Like the bells of heaven ringing, nobody sees the flowers bloom like me.
Once more.
Devin walked 6 years or something.
I did.
Oh, sorry, I was talking about something totally different.
So, let's talk about the Arrow movies we got on the big sale that we got like 2 days later.
Am I going to name off all the ones I got?
If you can.
Oh, I got. Get them. Hold on, I'll go get them.
Dana got me two. She got me Barren Blood on Blu-ray, which it includes like three different versions of the film. Like some of it's just scores and stuff, but and then also the Count Yorga movies, the two movies of Count Yorga. So I was like, yeah. I mean, one of them was around $13, and the other one was under or pretty close to a little below $10. All right, Dana.
So
you got sisters, Dana.
Yeah.
The one with Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, sisters.
No, it's not.
Oh.
It's the one with, Margot Kidder?
And Margot Kidder.
Margot Kidder and Margot Kidder, just like they say, Haley Mills in The Parent Trap. But anyway, this is a really good movie. And
why does it look like it has, what's his face, a maniac on it?
For Maniac? Joe Spinell?
Yeah, he kind of looks like Joe Spinell.
No, I think he looks like the Love Butcher guy.
Maybe, but
I don't know. But anyway, I'll have to tell you about like the transfer and stuff after I watch it. I got The Thing, and Steve said, this is like the John Carpenter remake thing, not the prequel thing that came out. I almost said the original, but it's not quite the original.
Well, everybody who speaks of it knows what you're talking about. I mean, they know that. What we're referring to.
This is an excellent movie, and there's a documentary or something on here that I think that Steve was telling me about. Steve, all right, since he's got a hook to that one, I'm going to keep going. I also have Deranged, which is I don't know how well known Deranged is, but it's like...
Didn't they remake that? Oh, they remade Unhinged.
Oh, it's like Deranged, Confessions of a Necrophile.
Maybe we should have a double feature of that in Unhinged.
Maybe. Have you ever seen Deranged?
If I have, it's not been... I don't remember it. Probably bits and pieces.
Well, actually, Alan Ormsby had a lot to do with this, and I think maybe Bob Clark might have had something to do with it as well, so... But I can't see who. Oh, Jeff Gillen directed it, but I could have sworn Bob Clark had a little bit to do with this. But anyway, it's probably loosely based on Ed Gein or Gein, however you pronounce his name.
Yes, baby, yes.
Who was a guy that like killed women and like made skin lampshades and all kinds of things, but. Anyway, it interesting movie and has, I believe it has early effects work by Tom Savini. So, it's good for that. Tenebrae is also one, not the, like, enhanced steelbook edition that Steve got. But I think it still has a pretty cool cover. It doesn't have the
you got it for the cover?
No, I didn't get it for the cover.
Sure? Some people get movies for covers.
No, but this has...
Slipcase.
Steve does.
No, I don't. I get it if they offer it. I don't really need one.
But Tenebrae is generally, I don't hear that as being a favorite Argento movie of people's that are fans.
I mean, not to spoil the movie, but that the reason I don't like it is because of the twist ending. Yeah, I don't like. I mean, it doesn't.
Well, that's not
well right. If you think about it, it's really. You know, not to spoil anything, more than one killer in this movie. So, you know, in that way, I guess it's just very different in that the story. So, in that aspect of it, I mean, there's some good shit in it, too, obviously.
Well, we're probably not spoiling anything because the majority of people that watch Argento movies have probably seen this already.
Yeah, I actually saw this on one of the, there's a channel, or it used to show great shit on the big old satellite. It was out of New York called WOR. Uh-huh. And they showed shit I'd never seen before, like Hell Night. I never saw that before it was on
really?
There.
Really? I don't ever remember seeing Hell Night.
Yeah, I know. And then they showed Tenebrae, and I remember seeing it. It was always like a really kind of late Saturday nights or
I'm
something.
I'm thinking I must have caught Deep Red on it one time because...
Well, you think you said Deep Red like on Bravo or
no,
IFC
I saw
or something.
The first time I actually thought I saw it was on IFC.
Well, I actually saw Deep Red on TV late night after Saturday Night Live. They showed Deep Red and I was like, oh my God. Especially when they showed the scene where Carlo gets dragged by that truck.
Yeah, that's the scene that I must have saw on TV a long time ago. And I don't know.
Of course, the film was looking like dog shit, so you really couldn't see anything. But, man, it was like, holy shit, this is crazy.
And it's like, how long are they going to drag this poor guy? Like,
I was like, I really love... I mean, the music was... Even when I was a little, you know, in my teens, I was like, man, this stuff rocks.
But did they actually run over his head?
That was the implication, yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So anyway, the Tenebrae is not at the, it's not my number one Argento.
It's up there close. It's in his classic era. I mean, he wasn't making anything that was shit. Everything was decent.
This is before Dracula.
Oh, well, that was the fucking shits.
But I don't know what happened there.
I honestly think Dracula was better than Giallo, which the only reason is because it's got Asia in it, and then also I don't like Adrian Brody, so I didn't want to see his dumb ass.
Oh,
and
you hate Adrian.
And then there was a thing in there where he's playing two characters for no reason. There's no fucking reason why. If it had a reason, then I would go like, okay, it's a reason, but there's no reason. So
there's no reason for.
I mean, Adrian Brody tried to block the movie from coming to America because it was so shitty.
Uh-huh.
I mean, honestly, and it's Adrian fucking Brody.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break. But anyway, go ahead.
But just real quick, I was going to say, because this is an hour release, Kim Newman and Alan Jones have something to do with
it. I love Alan Jones. I got his last record.
He's an author and critic like Kim Newman. You know who Kim Newman is.
Yeah, I love her.
It's a guy.
I know.
Okay. And there's also interview with Dario Argento. There's an interview with Daria Nicolodi.
Well, I see what she looks like. She's rough.
That book that Steve's got, The Broken Mirrors, Broken Minds.
Yeah, I know.
That author is on here.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Moving on.
Moving on is The Burning. And Steve's like, why on earth did you get The Burning again?
Yeah.
And I think the main reason was there's a brand new audio commentary with the Hysteria Continues guys.
Oh, the next one is the best of the fucking bunch.
Steve said, why the hell did you get that one? It's shit. But again, I got it because there's Hysteria Continues commentary. But it's Satan's Blade.
Yeah, we've seen the Blu-ray rip of that, and that looked like garbage.
And it's a shot in Big Bear, California.
Next to Tin Killer?
Killer wasn't.
I know.
Killer, I think, was in North Carolina.
Whatever. You could have a double feature.
North Carolina, Oklahoma.
Have a double feature.
But anyway, it was shot in 1980, but they didn't release it till 1984.
Six years in
Steve
Clint.
Probably is saying because it's shitty.
It is shitty. God of mercy, how bad it is.
It establishes a thoroughly creepy atmosphere. I'm telling you this from the bug.
I know.
Freakish nightmare sequences.
Where's the brand? Any outside?
Yeah. There's also an extra that looks at the various items of Satan's Blade memorabilia.
Oh my God. They probably pulled that out of the dumpster. Well, okay, so let's move on from our movies.
So anyway, that's what I got. I got more than Steve.
Yeah, well, somebody spent almost $400 on this.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I'm not that.
No,
somebody.
She spent about $100. So.
Well, that's including getting Steve's.
I know, but we'll never see that again. Where you order the movies and you get them 2 days later.
No, that was the weird thing. Steve had to go pick them up at Walgreens. Nobody was home, I guess, and FedEx wasn't going
to
leave.
I ordered Eyeball from 88 Films, and it's supposed to come out next month, and then I'm sure it'll probably be the same way. But anyway, we watched Hereditary last night.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And, I'm indifferent to it, and I think you are too.
Yeah, I didn't hate it.
There's some things in this movie that are very annoying. First, The older brother is the number one thing, because he's a fucking whiner, and he's got this fucking look on his face all the time, and he whines.
And he cries.
He is such a puss bag. It's fucking... And then the girl, and they just... They want to focus on this little girl with the... She's got a condition, the kid from... what is it?
Mask
from Mask.
Well, that's what I thought.
I mean, it's obviously not as bad, but she's got... You could tell there's something a little strange.
Some cranial dysplasia.
But, again, I've seen pictures of her with her made up, and she looks, you know, fine to me, but she's only 16. But anyway...
But doesn't the kid that played Dustin from Stranger Things...
He just looks like a fat kid to me with lisps or something. I don't know. I don't think...
Yeah,
he,
I think he's got a little bit more.
Well, I think maybe his eyes or something is weird. But either way... They just sit there and focus on her, and they don't, and it just drowls out. This movie's like 2 hours long or something, and it's like they could have cut out 20 minutes of just lounging around with her slowly doing
shit.
Yeah,
because it was a little bit over 2 hours.
And it's annoying, and that's annoying to me.
And the parents are like, they're just like, fuck you, and fuck this, and,
well,
and the mother tells the son not to say... Fuck, and then she's singing it all over the place. It's like...
It's... there's a story there in the movie.
Yeah,
but it does not... It just seems like there's a bunch... The setup could have been so much abbreviated then get to it, and then it'd been... I mean, you trim this down to 90 minutes, I bet it would be a little bit better, but
so
still...
It got very convoluted in that movie.
Well, I mean, it's just like switching gears, and it's not a very good switch.
I was trying to figure out if it was about witchcraft. I was trying to figure out if it was about supernatural stuff.
Oh, but that...
And I'm not clear even at the end.
There's a severed head in here that reminded me of the little monster boy from Phenomenon with all the flies on
it. Well, it reminded me of Arnie on...
Arnie.
On Silver Bullet.
Oh.
When the werewolf knocks his head off and it's on the train tracks and it's got bugs crawling off.
But anyway, I would say if you want to see it, wait. But, you know, it's not a major film of any kind.
I'm glad we didn't go to the movies.
She begged me to go see that, or not begged, but she really wanted to go see it, and I was like, I don't want to go see it.
But Steve told me that it had awful reviews. I wouldn't give it an awful review. I could have just seen where they could have made it better.
It's one of these types of movies that I call, like, we ain't gonna do nothing until the end. I mean, there's stuff that happens, but nothing really, there's a few things that happen to move the story on.
It tries to make you think too much, and then there's no payoff to you racking your brain.
No, it's like, and I mean, it's like that kind of shit where they'll play this music and all of a sudden it'll die, and that's like a big zinger at the end. It's like, okay, whatever.
That music hurt my head.
And then, of course, the version we watched was not, you know...
It was a cam.
A HD cam, and it's a super dark movie, and some of the shit, we're just like...
Did the TV go off?
Because I can't... It looks like the TV has stopped projecting.
Like, it was like somebody put a black sheet in front of the camera. It's like, what the heck?
All right, so I watched two... Well, they're not giallos, but they're definitely Italian... Smile for Your Murderer or something like that.
With Klaus.
Klaus Kinski, but he's a secondary character. Mm-hmm. I'd seen this movie like 3 times and I fell asleep every time, including this time. Because, I don't think I fell asleep for like 10 minutes, but the transfer looked really good for a Blu-ray. So, I mean, and then the music was, repetitive as most of these are, but shoot. So, I don't know.
Why, Steve's talking about that. I'm going to go get the dog in.
She let the dogs out. Who? The next one I watched was, I think they're releasing on Blu-ray, or I'm not sure, but I got a DVD of it. It's called Two Males for Alexa. Uh-oh. Our Amazon thing went crazy. But,
Hang up is usually defined as put a telephone receiver back in its cradle.
All right, thank you. I don't know what the hell that was about, but and it was funny because half the time the movie said the name, and then she would go, "What the hell are you talking about?" But anyway, it's got Rosalba Neri in it, and a guy who played the Bond villain from The Spy Who Loved Me, Kurt Joyner.
He looks like a Bond villain too.
Well, this is 71, so something like that. So,
but they had like four. They had swinging 60s music.
Well, they're behind. We were introduced to Rosalba. Basically, she the main story is that she married this old guy who who's a friend, who she's a friend of his daughter, married him for money, and then she starts cheating on him, and then he finds out, and wackiness ensues. But it's at one point there's her and her boyfriend are messing around on the beach, which is, you know, Rosalba's body's pretty hot. Then she got, then she's wearing this kind of wild, I don't know, it looks like a mesh outfit. Oh yeah, the mesh outfit was rocking because it was, you know, she had long sleeves, but it was showing her abs and her butt, or you know, you could see her see through and see stuff. But it was, that was a great one. And of course, there's one thing where she's acting like she's dancing, and they're showing dancing, and it's hilarious because I don't know, it doesn't seem like she can dance, or I'm not familiar with that kind of dancing. But either way, it's pretty entertaining. But
it was Steve's favorite.
But it's, I mean, it's a giallo. I don't really consider it a giallo because, I mean, there's no really killing in it and no crispy, Dana. But
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but Steve knows I will.
But anyway, I watched this other movie that's kind of a weird movie. It was made in the, it says 70s, but it looks like it was made much earlier, called Legend of Horror, and it's basically like a couple different tales.
Well,
and
it called it was Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, they say it's Edgar Allan Poe. And it, I'm more interested in seeing the second feature, which was called The Diabolic Wedding, which apparently no one has, because I've looked on the internet and I'll be able to find it.
What is it?
Diabolic Wedding. It was also called Annabelle Lee. I can't find it anywhere. But anyway, no big loss. The movie itself was a very strange, weird one, and had some kind of gimmick, like imagination or something. When they would show, like, they were stabbing somebody, it was like in weird slow motion or claymation stuff. I don't know. It was just weird looking. It was kind of boring. I actually went and got Dana an energy drink from the gas station while it was on.
While it was on, and
just let it go. And it's I found out the movie was originally like 110 minutes, and they cut it down.
Oh my God.
They cut it down to 75 minutes, so they cut out a ton of movie.
I mean, I liked Edgar Allan Poe stories. I used to read them.
I saw the trailer and it looked interesting, so I downloaded it and watched it. But anyway, we're gonna watch some more Joe Bob's Last Drive-In. I'm going to watch Rabid.
Cause neither Steve nor I have watched all of the movies.
No, I mean, I'm missing The Prowler and maybe...
Well, that Daughters of Darkness.
But, yeah, I mean, saw some. But so we'll take a break and we'll be back here in a bit.
Bye.
Paramount Pictures presents
a dual ghoul double scream show.
Scream number one.
Frankenstein and the Monster from Hell.
See the eeriest transplant in the history of horror. His brain came from a genius. His body from a killer. His soul came from hell.
It's the newest and most frightening Frankenstein ever filmed.
Scream number two. Captain Kronos, Vampire Hunter.
The only man alive feared by the walking dead. Born the night creatures and the blood moon. Captain Kronos is here!
Frankenstein and the Monster from Hell. Plus,
Captain Kronos, Vampire Hunter. All shot.
In color, both rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Now scream!
You've never been late on a waterbed? The most beautiful thing in the world is smoking pot and fucking on a waterbed at the same time.
Did you get that?
Okay, what are we doing right now? Let me just ask the audience.
This is some perverted Mr. Rogers neighborhood.
Is this Mr. Rogers neighborhood or a Jess Franco movie?
It's your call.
You decide. One of the greatest things ever happened. I don't know why I'm excited. Dana May. I saw Jack Taylor's dick and balls.
Is there something I don't know?
Get ready.
No.
And now... I swear to God, he's trimming his mustache, and he looks like he's got like under eye makeup or something.
Yeah, I know. I saw that earlier.
But anyway.
And he's I guess he's with Tina Romay on this.
No, we're watching Urado Kill. I think it's the.
Yeah, but why was she naked in front of him?
She wasn't. They were in different places.
Oh, okay. I thought
this is like the horror cut of sexy, horrible vampire or sexy vampire or nude vampire. One of them vampires.
I think nude vampire is what I might have known.
Well, I thought there was a Jean Roland movie, but I can't know. I don't know.
Maybe it is.
Well, anywho.
Anybody that's familiar with Jess Franco movies knows his movies are never really very good.
Well, this is only Iron 10 minutes, so they cut out all the dumb shit, maybe.
Bloody Moon was probably the best thing Jess Franco ever did.
But,
maybe Sex Demons, that was his too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But Bloody Moon was definitely his best slasher-type movie.
I think it's his only slasher-type movie.
Well, that's probably why.
But, we've not recorded.
Always stands in front of windows.
That's how she does her best acting, not looking at the screen.
Okay, go ahead,
Steve. We haven't recorded for a while, but we're, you know, watched the Joe Bob thing. I don't know how much we talked about it, but we've watched pretty much. You've watched them all, probably, but I haven't.
I think except for Daughters of Darkness.
Well,
I think that was the only one I didn't see.
And then I found a link to kind of make a copy of each one on my hard drive. But anywho, they're still on Shudder. And of course, they said Joe Bob will be back later.
He's going to do another one of these, right?
Yes, he's coming back to do another one, so it wasn't the last.
And Wes Vance told you he'd
be. Well, he said, congratulations.
But do you think that means that Joe Bob's going to come back on a semi-permanent basis or something?
Probably not.
And as far as we know, he's still going to be at Scarefest, right?
Yeah. It'd be cool if he came back and did one for like the weekend before Halloween or something, but anyway.
Steve's going to go up and meet Joe Bob this time.
Yeah.
Did I meet him at, like, Days of the Dead or
Horrorhound
or what?
No, it was Fright Night, wasn't it? Or Horror
Hound? It wasn't Fright Night.
Oh, then it must... I don't know.
It was when I met John Ampley.
It was one or the other, but I think it was Horror Hound, because... Whatchamacallit does a specific thing.
But I might go up and meet Joe Bob again to tell him how much I enjoyed that. Marathon.
So, watched The Mummy from like the early 2000s with Brendan Fraser and all that. Dana got me the Mummy set, which is, you know, the first two movies are okay. The third one I'm not a big fan of. Maybe it'll be different. And then it's got the Scorpion King on it, which is pretty good. But yeah, I got a new Denon and got some new speakers and the Atmos speakers, and it's pretty cool. The new receiver definitely it has a lot of inputs on it, but so it's pretty. I mean, it just sounds really cool. It's got a lot more power than my previous one, so more power, more loud.
And I think it's upscaling our. Blu-rays a little bit more too.
But I would say that the least for, as far as the first movie, I mean the of the Mummy, the special effects are, some of them look really hokey, but you know, some of them look okay, and then the HD aspect is really good. I would say they look incredible. Trying to think of some other stuff, but what the hell did we watch last night before I went to sleep? I can't even remember the name.
Oh, wait, it must not
been
very...
Well, do you remember?
No, that's what I was trying to say. It must not been very exciting.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know what it was.
Well, anyway, we'll go back to the Joe Bob shit. We really, like she said,
enjoyed it.
Didn't get much sleep that weekend. Pieces was probably the best way to end it, because it was
the highlight.
Well, one of them. I mean, of course, Legend of Boggy Creek was a highlight for me.
Sleepaway Camp was a highlight for me.
And I found out that Charles Pierce's daughter has gotten the rights back to Legend of Boggy Creek, and they're going to try to get a Blu-ray release of a restoration and stuff
wow,
like
that. Wow, Steve will want that.
Well, I mean, who wants to see Smokey Crabtree in HD? I want to see that.
Who's that?
Travis.
Yeah, but who's the old man that lived
that's
in
Smokey.
The show?
Smokey Crabtree.
He wasn't a Crabtree, was he?
Yeah.
I thought he's just who Travis Crabtree came to see. And they talked about trapping and
oh, fuck. I don't know. I thought it was Smokey.
His name might have been Smokey, but I don't think it was Crabtree.
But whatever. No, his last. It's if it's Smokey, it's his last name is Crabtree. Crap apples.
Whatever.
Crabtree.
Steve loves that movie.
Hey, Travis Crabtree. Why don't you... fly away like a bee. Yes, I'm gonna put. I already put that on the show. But we've we already talked about Hereditary, I think.
Yeah, and did we talk about the big sale that Arrow had?
I think so, because we went over the titles.
Well, I did get Shivers, but something happened to my original shipment of Shivers, and so until we find it and I can sell it or whatever, then I had to get me another one.
And you got that pretty quickly as well. So they must. I think that there are so many people from the United States are buying them. They're shipping them off, and they're just shipping them a lot quicker than they usually do. That's my because we're getting them within like 2 or 3 day turnaround, which is pretty quick.
I got that one in 3 days, and the other in 2. Amazing service from Arrow.
Right.
Go Arrow. But the one thing I did tell Steve is compared with the cases of the other ones I got, this feels very light and very cheap,
well,
and I don't know why that is.
It's like everything else. They're just trying to cut corners just a little bit here and there.
Yeah, but why is that the only one that's like that?
No, they're all like that.
No, they're not.
Okay.
They were more solid than... you're talking about that.
I'm talking about the Arrow releases we just got. Those are all like that.
No, they're not.
All right. Well, maybe the manufacturer in that particular case was just the shits. But anyway, I think there ain't much going on. We just heard about the 4K release of Zombie by Blue Underground that's coming out.
With the lenticular covers.
3 lenticular covers.
Yeah, well, one of them's not that great, though, is it?
It's pretty good if you see it in motion. So 3 different covers. It's about $32, $33 right now. Comes out 11...
If I had my pick, I'd probably want the one with the zombie with the worms in it.
$11.27, I think, is the release date.
And also, Maniac is coming out in a 4K restoration
right.
with a soundtrack. I think it's a 3-disc.
Well, the last one, a lot of people complained about the last Blu-ray of Maniac.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the one I got?
Yeah, they just didn't think it was up to snuff. But
well, I'll probably get this one, but I'm not going to get it until November. So.
But that's pretty much it. We'll be back another time, another
weekend.
So.
Well, now you're getting up and moving around.
All right, we're out of here. The drive-in will never die.
Bye.
take back a moment. Now walk in a-